Well, he said quite a number of things. First of all, he stood with the genocide survivors who lost their beloved ones. He spoke at a genocide memorial site where hundreds of thousands of genocide victims are buried, and the location of the speech itself was significant. Then he said he acknowledged that France had a role and a history and political responsibility in Rwanda, and he acknowledged that by engaging in a conflict in which France had no prior experience, or by failing to hear the voices of those who warned of the genocide, its actions of wanting to stop what he called a civil war or a regional conflict inadvertently supported a genocidal regime. So that was the first thing he said. One was acknowledgement, and then in a more measured way, he talked about forgiveness and said it's only those who survived the genocide that would give a gift of forgiveness. He didn't straight away say that France was asking for forgiveness, but he did mention that the survivors could give a gift of forgiveness. And obviously he did mention the global responsibility, because even though he acknowledged France's responsibility, he did mention at some point that all of us failed.
How were his comments received there in Rwanda? Do you know? What are you hearing?
Well, from what I see, the social media comments, from what people are saying, and it appears like he has been successful in a way, if you like, in mollifying the genocide survivors who have been expecting him to apologize. Obviously, I suppose they also think know that he wouldn't outrightly say we're having an apology. But the fact that, number one, he put that report, the Duclair report, which I mean research, which came up with a report that unveiled what it did, and then he followed up with a visit to Rwanda, I think in the eyes of the genocide survivors is quite a positive thing, and obviously in the eyes of the Rwandan government is a step forward in the strained relations between both countries.
Now, you mentioned the strained relationship between the two countries. Is there any sign this visit will make a significant difference in that relationship?
After the Duclair report, we saw that President Kagame traveled to France. So President Kagame traveled to France and met Macron, and even when he was speaking to the press, he sounded very optimistic about the future of both countries. And his visit is now followed by President Macron's visit to Rwanda. And in his speech, he did seem to look forward, talking about supporting the generation, the future generation of historians, of researchers, and wishing that alongside France, all parties involved in the dark history of the dark period of the Rwandan history would open up their archives and, share that responsibility. So, but if nothing changes, I do think that this is a new chapter of France and Rwandan relations, looking at what has been transpiring in the past few days.